It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. The monarch butterfly, an iconic species for us here in the Midwest. We all connected with summer in Iowa. In fact, did you know Iowa is the heart of the monarch's breeding range? But if you love monarchs, you've surely noticed not as many of them are dancing across our summer landscape in recent years. Now, though, the Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium has been established. Joining us now to talk about that, Professor Sue Blodgett, chair of Iowa State University's Department of Entomology, also part of this Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium. Professor Blodgett, Sue, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Why the decline before we get to the solution that you're aiming for here?
Well, there are several reasons for the decline. One has been, of course, the overwintering habitat in Mexico with issues with deforestation of the place that they all congregate to overwinter. And then also in the breeding area, which Iowa is in the middle of, changes in crop production, changes in pest management, increased urbanization, other changes in land use have all contributed to the decline of the monarch butterfly.
In percentage, can you give us an idea of how big that decline has been? It seems huge when I just think of all the monarchs from my childhood that are no longer there.
Well, they measure the population in Mexico every year because of this congregation, and they look at the total number of acres that that they can see that the monarch takes up. And so I think the peak was measured, a recent peak was measured in 1996, almost 45 acres of land that the monarch butterfly was in. In 2014, the last numbers I have available, it was almost 3. Mm. So the decline has been pretty dramatic.
Okay, so what are the goals of this consortium? What do you want to do to turn back the tide here and get our population of butterflies up again?
Well, we're really focused on setting some benchmarks for where we are now relative to both the habitat and the monarch populations for Iowa. And so the immature, the caterpillar, feeds on milkweeds. So we're really focused on milkweed habitats that include milkweed. And a lot of our conservation efforts include milkweeds in the state, which is very fortunate for us, trying to develop a suitable mix of species that of milkweeds and the adult that uses nectar sources, flowering plants. So right now we're developing a fairly simple and we're hoping a fairly economical mix of seed mix that we can use to study this, and also if it works as well as we hope it will, something that we can recommend to people to try out.
So. Okay, so this means, I was just going to say, so get a little corner of the yard and make it into a butterfly garden, including milkweed.
Right, and a lot of, you hear some people talking about we need so many tens of thousands of acres of milkweed. We have looked at some of the literature, and we're not sure that it's measured so much in acres as it is in the habitat that's affected by this monarch plantings. And so the butterfly is quite a strong flyer. It flies to Mexico every year. And so having these patches in our landscape can be as small as a garden type of plot in your yard. So it includes urban dwellers that have gardens, suburban dwellers, and also our rural community.
Okay, we'll certainly check back with you, Sue Blodgett, a member of on this Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium. Hopefully, we'll have some quick results here. That's what you're hoping for, surely, too, I'm sure, Sue, right?
Yes, we're rolling out quite a program this year, so we're going to be out and about monitoring milkweeds and the monarch butterfly and measuring what impact our efforts are having in the state.
Okay, Sue, we'll check back in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.